Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Investor and Analyst Conference Call for Value Partners Group's 2017 annual results. I'm Isabella Zhang from the Investor Relations team. Please allow me to introduce the management team on the call this evening. We have our CEO, Dr. Oaking Lun, and CFO, Ms. Icy Wang. Before we proceed, we would like to remind you that this presentation contains statements that reflect the company's current beliefs and expectations about the future as of the respective dates indicated. These forward-looking statements are based on a number of assumptions about the company's operations and factors beyond the company's control, are subject to significant risks and uncertainties, and accordingly, actual circumstances may differ materially from those forward-looking statements. We have posted a set of slides to accompany this presentation on our corporate website. Please kindly scroll through the slides as this presentation proceeds. I would now like to pass the call to Icy, who will discuss the group's financial highlights.
Thank you, Isabella. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. 2017 was a year of record profitability for Value Partners. We record 2.05 billion Hong Kong dollars of profits attributable to owners of the company, up 1,390% compared to what it was a year ago. Operating profits increased by slightly over 1,000% to 2.21 billion Hong Kong dollars. The jump in profits was mainly driven by a spike in performance fees as Asia ex-Japan stock markets delivered their best performance in 8 years. Gross performance fee for 2017 soared more than 23,000% compared to a year earlier to 2.57 billion Hong Kong dollars. Gross management fees continued to see steady growth, rising 14% in 2017 to 1.2 billion Hong Kong dollars. The rise was against a 12% increase in average AUM for the year. As such, our annualized gross management fee margin increased to 99 basis points from 97 basis points in 2016. The stronger gross management fee margin was mainly driven by strong net flows into our own brand funds, which have relatively higher margins. Our annualized net management fee margin also increased to 59 basis points from 57 basis points a year ago. On slide five, we finished 2017 with assets under management of $16.6 billion. It was a 25% increase on our AUM at the end of 2016. The increase was driven by total funds performance gains of $4 billion. Across all of our funds, we record a slight net redemption of $278 million, which significantly narrowed from a net redemption of $1.93 billion in 2016. Among our major strategies, absolute return non-biased funds suffered a net outflow as equity funds in Hong Kong continued to be pressured by net redemptions. According to data from the Hong Kong Investment Fund Association, Asia ex-Japan equity funds suffered an industry-wide net outflow of $1.86 billion, while Greater China equity funds also suffered a net outflow of $820 million. Fixed income, on the other hand, saw a net inflow on the back of strong flows into our flagship Greater China High Yield Income Fund. On slide six, as a result, the share of AUM accounted for by fixed income funds increased to 30% at the end of 2017 from 17% a year ago, while the share for absolute return non-biased funds decreased to 68% from 81%. As mentioned earlier, we saw strong inflows into our own brand funds in 2017. The share of AUM accounted for by our own brand funds increased to 73% from 70%. Geographically, Hong Kong continued to be our largest segment, contributing 80% of AUM at the end of 2017. However, the number is down from 83% a year ago as Singapore and China made a stronger showing. Among different funds investor types, institutional clients, comprised of institutions, pension funds, high net worth individuals, endowments and foundations, funds of funds and family office and trusts, remain the group's primary investor group, accounting for 60% of AUM and up from 58% a year ago. Please turn to slide 7. Total expense for 2017 amounted to 1.09 billion Hong Kong dollars, up 131% compared to a year ago. The increase was due to a jump in other compensation and benefits to 692 million Hong Kong dollars from 54 million Hong Kong dollars in 2016. Of that amount, 682 million Hong Kong dollars was accounted for by the discretionary management bonus. As part of our compensation policy, the group distributes between 20 to 23% of its annual net profit before tax and after certain adjustments as a discretionary management bonus to promote staff loyalty and performance, and also to align employee and shareholders' interests. Fixed expense, on the other hand, remain relatively flat. Fixed expense, which includes fixed salary and staff benefits and other fixed operating costs, increased 6% year-on-year to 309 million Hong Kong dollars. As such, our fixed cost coverage ratio rose to 2.3 times from 2.1 times in 2016, against a 15% increase in net management fees. As part of our strong commitment to stringent cost controls, the group strives to maintain a fixed cost coverage ratio of around 2 times or above for any given year to ensure fixed operating expense are well covered by net management fees, which is a relatively stable source of income. In 2017, the group recorded 228 million Hong Kong dollars of other gains. Of that amount, 199 million Hong Kong dollars was accounted for by gains on our seed capital investments. On slide 8, in order to celebrate Valpartners' 25th anniversary, and in light of our strong performance in 2017 and solid financial position, the group declares a special dividend of 86 Hong Kong cents for 2017 that was paid in February 2018. A final dividend of 18 Hong Kong cents has been declared and is subject to shareholders' approval at the upcoming annual general meeting. The total dividend for 2017 equates to 101% of the group's realized profit, which excludes unrealized gain or losses recognized. On the last slide, slide 9, as at the end of 2017, the group had 2.2 billion Hong Kong dollars of cash and equivalents. We also continued to remain debt-free. To facilitate the development of new products, the group deploys some of its cash holdings as seed capital for funds that are newly launched. The group held 1.8 billion Hong Kong dollars of investment, including mark-to-market gains and losses, as at the end of 2017. I would now like to hand the call over to Kang, who will present a review of the group business.
Thank you, Icy. Good evening, everyone. It is exciting to look back at the tremendous growth that Value Partners has achieved over the years as we celebrate the group's 25th anniversary in 2018. Our AUM has increased from just 5.6 million US dollars in 1993 to 18.4 billion US dollars at the end of January 2018. At the same time, our product suite has expanded from just a single fund to a wide range of offerings across equities, fixed income, multi-assets, alternatives, and quantitative investment solutions. But what is perhaps even more exciting is the set of possibilities that lie ahead and how Value Partners is positioned to capture it. Turning to slide number 2, is our positioning for the future. The asset management market in mainland China is expected to grow more than 5 times to 17 trillion US dollars by 2030, according to the consultant Casey Quirk. Underwriting this growth is the world's highest household savings rate and second largest economy. Investors in mainland China are also increasingly looking for a broader array of investment solutions as financial markets there become more mature. At the same time, China's rising prominence as an investment destination turned a new page in 2017 with MSCI's landmark decision to include China A shares in its inferential emerging markets index. As Hong Kong's largest homegrown asset manager, Value Partners is well disposed to benefit from this twin opportunity set. At the beginning of 2017, we set out to position Value Partners as an investment solutions provider for Chinese investors and a China investment expert for investors around the world. I'm pleased to share that we have made solid progress on this endeavor over the past years. We enjoyed a major breakthrough in China last November when Value Partners became the first Hong Kong-based asset manager to be granted a private fund management license. We also continued to expand our product suite, strengthen our distribution network, and streamline our operations, all three of which are key pillars that reinforce our strategic positioning. Turning to the next page, our product suite expansion. We had a busy year on the product development front, launching not only six new funds, but also a new asset class. In June, we established a private equity real estate platform to capture opportunities in the Asia-Pacific region. Despite its youth, the platform has already built a strong track record with a number of investments and attracted a prominent Hong Kong real estate investor and developer Niu Chong Heng Investment as a co-investor. In light of the success of this Greater China High Yield Income Fund, which has become one of the largest funds of its type in Hong Kong, we added three new funds to our fixed income product suite last year to expand its risk profile and geographic coverage. We are also on track to launch another fixed income product in the first half of 2018. Leveraging on the success of our multi-asset strategy over the past 2 years, we rolled out two new funds in 2017, the Value Partners Asian Income Fund and a pioneering white label fund under AIA's MPF Prime Value Choice Scheme. Geographically, the reach of our product suite has expanded beyond Greater China and Asia with the launch of our first two global emerging market funds in February and August. The products are supported by our regional research hubs in Singapore and London. Meanwhile, we are committed to the development and application of quantitative investment solutions as both products and tools, so watch this space. In addition to strengthening our capabilities as an investment solutions provider, the growing breadth of our product suite also creates synergies and helps to smooth our revenue across different phases of the market cycle. Turning to the next page, looking at our China business, Value Partners became the first Hong Kong-based asset manager to be granted a private fund management license in November. We can now launch our own branded domestic private securities investment funds for institutional and high net worth investors in the mainland China market. It took us 2 months to roll out our first PFM product. The short execution time is testament to the capabilities of our strong team of investment, business development, and legal and compliance professionals in Shanghai and our results-oriented culture. We are also preparing to launch a private equity business in Shenzhen to capture demand for private equity investments in mainland China. Our Shenzhen subsidiary has already obtained the qualified foreign limited partnership license, which allows us to raise funds offshore and onshore to invest in domestic private equity projects subject to regulations. Furthermore, our classic fund is awaiting approval for the mutual recognition of funds program. Once approved, we'll be able to distribute up to half of the AUM of our flagship equity fund to retail investors in mainland China. Approvals for the program we started last year after having stalled in 2015. While the mainland China market isn't likely to be short of competition, I see value partners as inhibiting a sweet spot of being a fund house that's native to Greater China, but at the same time offers a world-class track record in investment performance and risk management. The wide distribution network that we have built over the years and our multi-pronged approach also provide an engine for the growth of our China business. Finally, to grow our international presence, we have been strengthening our distribution network to better connect global investors' demand with investment opportunities in China. In Singapore, our Southeast Asia regional hub, we have been exploring more collaboration opportunities with regional financial institutions. As IC highlighted earlier, Singapore's share of AUM increased to 6% in 2017 from 4% a year ago. Our London office, which serves as our European distribution hub, has made good progress in the first year. We have signed global distribution agreements with a number of major European platforms for our entire product suite and have revamped our range of UCITS funds to appeal to a broader European audience. To further deepen our presence in the Western Hemisphere, we are also exploring means to further tap into the North American market. Additionally, we have been working closely with international media partners to build awareness of the Value Partners brand globally. We have also been enhancing our engagement with institutional investors, which are becoming an increasingly prominent segment of our client base. Last but not least, we'll continue to prudently invest in talent and technological infrastructure to support our growth and ambitions as our business becomes bigger and more sophisticated. Thank you.